For Parshas Tazria, which we read this Shabbos in Mitzvah Hashem, the Torah teaches us about Nigei Tzaras, Haboyim Ala Odom. These are physical blemishes. And the Torah starts in Parshas Tazria, Odom Ki Yeh Be'or B'Saro Se'es O Sopachas O Beheres V'Oyo Be'or B'Saro L'Nega Tzaras V'Uva El Ha'aron HaKoin O L'Chad Mibonov HaKoin. And the Gemara in Erchin tells us that what is the source, the root of the punishment of Tzaras? It's Lashon Hara. Kol HaMesaper Lashon Hara Negoim Boim Olav. That's in Erchin Tezvav Amid Beis. As a result of the Lashon Hara, he's a menuda. He's, so to speak, excommunicated. Megurash. We reject him. He's expelled from Kol HaMachnas, from all the different encampments of Israel. He cannot be in human connection. He's not in society. And therefore the Pasuk says, Kol Yimei Asher Hanega Bo Yitma. Is Tomehu Bodod Yeshe Michutz Lamachne Moshov. He's living in isolation, outside, in total loneliness. And what we'd like to look at today is the Kli Yakar. The Kli Yakar wants to understand what is the role of the Kohen. It says, Vahuva El Aaron HaKohen Ol Echad Mibanov HaKohenim. Why is it that the Kohen is singled out? He's the one who's in charge of Tumah V'Tara with regard to its Mitzora. The Mishnah tells us at the beginning of Avos, Hevi Mitalmidov Shal Aaron Oev Shalom V'Rodev Shalom Oev Sabrios V'Makarvon LaTorah. We understand that the special role of Aaron HaKohen as the Rodev Shalom, the Oev Shalom, the Oev Sabrius, Makarvan LaTorah, it makes sense that we bring the Mitzora, who spoke Lashon Hara, to Aaron HaKohen, or one of his descendants, one of his sons, or the lineage of his sons. And this Mitzora has to be taught the proper way, the Derech HaYoshar in Avodas Hashem, to become an Oev Shalom and a Rodev Shalom. That's going to be his rectification, his tikkun, on what he failed to do and violated Lashon Hara. Now, in Parshas Tazria, we have the dinim of Negoim that come as a result of sin. Later, which we're not going to read this year as a double Parsha, but a week later is Parshas Mitzora. And there we're going to learn a little bit more about the karbon which the Mitzora brings at the end of his Tumah period in order to purify himself. And that's at the very beginning of Perek Yudalit, at the beginning of Parashas Mitzora, and it says, Zos tia Torah sa Mitzora b'yom Torah so, v'uva el ha-kohen, Zos tia Torah sa Mitzora b'yom Torah so, v'uva el ha-kohen. So the Kohen is basically going to take a look and see, did this Mitzora learn his lesson? Did he rectify himself? Was there a tikkun? Has he become an Oev Shalom and a Rodev Shalom? V'tziva HaKohen v'lokach lamitayer shtei tziporim chayos toros v'yetz erev erez ushni tolos v'yezo v'tziva HaKohen v'shocher esat tzipor achas el kli cheres al mayim chayim v'satzipor achayo yikach oso v'yes eitz ha'erez v'yes shni ha'tolas v'sa'izov v'tavalo som v'satzipor achayo bedam ha'tzipor shkuta al mayim chayim v'hizal mitaher min ha'tzoras sheva pa'amim v'tiaro v'shilach esatzipor achayo al p'nei ha'sode. Let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, l'fish ha'negoim bo'im ha'loshen hara dvarim. So Lashon Hara is a result of a person who talks too much, and some bad things come out of his mouth. Is lefichach, therefore, who's kuku letaraso b'tziporim? The choice here for the tara, for the process of purification, is going to be the birds. Shemafatvin tomi b'tzifzuf kol. That chirping and making noises, singing songs. They're using their mouth. The Eitz Erez, and why the Eitz Erez? The Eitz Erez is a very tall cedar tree. Lefish anagoyim boim al gasus ruach, a person who's very haughty, he thinks so highly of himself. Ushni tolas v'ezov. The Shni tolas and the Ezov, which are lowly beings, they're close to the ground. The Ezov is a small shrub, a hyssop. Ma takanta v'israpi. They're coming for the final takana to heal this person. Yashpil atzmo migavaso kitolas uke Ezov. Instead of being full of himself, like the Eitz Erez, he should be low. He should be humble. He should be close to the ground. Not think of himself as the epicenter of the universe, the greatness, I'm the greatest. And therefore, he's going to be mashpil himself like the Tolas and the Ezov. Now, let's take a look at what the Chachamim are telling us. Rashi's explaining that the Metzora on the day of his Tara has to bring an Eitz Erez ve'ezo because of his Gaiva. He needs very desperately the Erez to be Mashpil himself ke'erez. And you can find this really in the words of Shlomo Melech, the Chacham Mikol Adam, which you'll see in the Drasha on a Pasuk in Melachim Aleph. It says, Vayitein Elokim Chachma l'Shlomo Utfuna harbe mi od verochav lev kechol asher al svas hayom v'tarav chachmas Shlomo michachmas kol bnei kedem mikol chachmas Mitzrayim v'yechkam mikol ha'adam mi'esan ha'ezrachi v'mekilkel v'derder bnei machol v'hisham בכל הגויים סביב, וידבר 13,000 משל, ויהי שירו חמישה ואלף, וידבר על העצים מן הארז אשר בלבנון, ועד האזוב אשר יוצא בקיר. Let's take a look at the Medrash commenting on this great description of the wisdom of Shlomo. Shlomo, after all, according to the testimony of the Pasuk, offers 3,000 Mishalim. Shloshes Alafim Mashal Al Kol Pasuk U Pasuk. Wow, the Midrash is adding a whole new dimension. 3,000 of Mishalim for each verse in the Torah. Elef V'chamisha Tamim Al Kol Mashal U Mashal. And each one of these Mishalim, there are 3,000 of them, have a 1,500 explanations. And Shirov Enksiv Karela Shiro, Shiro Shal Mashal, Vaidaber Al Haitzim, El Haitzim, Vichyev Shal Adam Daber Laitzim, Elo Amar Shlomo, Mipnei Ma Mitzora Nitar, Bigavoa shebigavohim, v'benamuch shebenamuchim, v'eitz erez, which is the tallest of all trees, v'ezo, which is the smallest, the lowest of all shrubs. And the answer is, al yedei shegbia atzmo ke'erez, loka b'tzaras, kevin shehishpil atzmo ke'ezov, nisrape al yedei ezo. The Mitzora was guilty of a sin in which he held himself so high, and then, like the Erez, and then he suffers with the punishment of Tzaras. Now, if he lowers himself like the Ezov, he'll be healed through the Ezov from his sin. And let's take a look at this a second time around. We say, Vaydaber Shloshes Alafim Mashal. The Medrash says that on each Pasuk, he presented 3,000 Mishalim. And not only that, Vayishiro Chamesha Ve'elef, on every mashal, he would recite 1,500 Tamim, which means that on each pasuk in the Torah, he would say 3,015,000 Tamim. Wow. U'mi'acher shebechol ha'Torah yeshnam he'alofim, In other words, how many psukim are there in the Torah? We're going to have to assume that Shlomo Melech darshaned the entire Torah many hundreds of thousands of times. And we should begin to think that amongst the Alfei Revivos Tamim, or the tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of reasons that Shlomo Melech understood in the Mitzvah Torah, Vaydaber el haitziv min ha'erez asher bilvanon v'la'izov asher yotzei bekir. He, Shlomo, gave a reasoning for why HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded in Mitzora on the day of his Tara to bring Eitz Erez v'Ezov, which is the same as Higbias Atzmo ke'erez loka b'tzoras. So what's going on over here? On the one hand, it's Vayidaber al ha'etzim min ha'erez al vanon ad v'arezov. And on the other hand, on Yom Taroso, he's got to bring from the Erez and the Ezov. Is there just a coincidence here? Perhaps we can understand this on the basis of an insight of Rabbi Shumi Belz. I think we've quoted this in the past, that Rashi says, why does the Mitzvah have to bring in his Tara process to bring Tziporim? And the answer is Shemefach Mipin Tomit. So why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu command him to shecht one of the two Tziporim and the other one, which is still alive, to be sent al Pnei HaSodah? And perhaps we could explain based on the Zohar. The Zohar says the following: Kamosha ha'onesh shall oso ben adam hu beglal dibur mishum shepogam li osa ruach memalala she niskina kedei ledaber lemala uledaber lemata v'kol b'kedusha is kolshken im ha'am holche b'derech akuma v'hu yachal ledaber aleim u'lochiach osa v'shosak v'lo diber. Now there's a Mitzora brings two tziporim and we shecht one of them. Second one is alive, and we send it al pnei asada. One sipur that we shecht, that's coming to be mechaper for dibura b'teilim, for things that he shouldn't have said, and that's going to be shechted to teach us that he better get the message to make sure he doesn't speak dvara b'teilim. The second sipur, on the other hand, which we leave alive and we send her out, you know, to be free, she's coming as a kapara for man. Which man? It was a man who had the koch, he had the potential to speak in front of Bnei Yisrael divrei tochacha, and instead shasak, he was quiet. So whereas one sipora is shechted to teach us that there were dvarim b'teilim that he shouldn't have spoken, negative words, he shouldn't have spoken them. We shechted to teach him that he should be very careful about what comes out of his mouth. The second bird, which is left alive, that's a different message. Why didn't you use your mouth for divrei tochacha? You omitted what you could have achieved, you could have implemented with your mouth, with speech. We leave the bird alive and send it al pnei asada as a symbolic message to transmit to him that the bird goes from place to place and teaches Torah and speaks Divrei Torah and Divrei Tochacha in order to uplift the Brios, the God's creations. And that's the Derech Hashem in the Torah. So he's guilty of two sins, the Mitzora. He's guilty of speaking negative words, and he's guilty of the omission of positive words, words of Tochacha and Torah that he should have spoken. And this would shed a light on why the Mitzora in his process of purification paradoxically brings both the Erez, which is one extreme, and the Shnito Las and Ezo, which is on the other extreme. The answer is the Eitz Erez is coming as a purification for what he spoke, and the words, the negative words that he spoke, are a result of his gaiva, that's the Erez. The Tolas and the Ezov are coming to tell him, hey, you know what, you were too low, you should have considered yourself more important, there are things you should have said and you didn't say. And that you should take a look at the Shni Tolas and the Ezov and learn the lesson. This is misplaced modesty or humility. And if you take a look at the Chidush HaRim, he says that a person who should really be an Anav, and instead he's a Valgaiva, he needs the Kapara to be Mashpil Atzmo Ke'ezov. The message is, you should have been more humble about it. But the opposite is true as well, that if he's using misplaced Anava, then he needs a message that he should be more of a Balgaiva, and therefore we point to the Erez, and we say, look at the Erez. Now, where do we find some source where a person should be full of themselves? You shouldn't be Shofel. Maybe Shiflus is the ultimate. The Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim says, Vayigba Libi, or Libo Bedarkei Hashem, that sometimes a person, according to this approach of the Chidush HaRim, he's got to learn a message. He's got to be taught that sometimes he needs more Vayigba Libo. He needs a kapara for the fact that he was not Magbiya Satsmo, he didn't lift himself up like an Eretz, but rather he lowered himself like the Shni, Talas, and the Ezov. So let's see if we can give an example. Let's say a person needs gaiva. This is again the good gaiva, the gaiva, the kedusha, the holy gaiva, in order to dedicate himself to the study of mitzvahs, to the performance of mitzvahs, to give tzedakah, to make sure that he's on top of the needs of the aniyim. And here he needs gaiva. You know, you have to pat yourself on the back and say, wow, you're the one who could control this, who can improve the lot of the aniyim. Instead of doing so, very often a person has extreme modesty and he says, you know, who am I? I'm the lowest. How could I be osek in this mitzvah, that mitzvah? He has such low self-esteem. And therefore, bo bizman, at the moment, yifka mishu bechvoda, if somebody insults him, he'll get all angry. He needs a kapara. His takon is just the opposite. Since he was machni himself ke'ezov, and again, he was using false modesty, but that's where he got to, is then yagbia atzmo ki erez she yigba libo bedarki Hashem. So about a person who should have been more of a balgaiva and taken upon himself a task for the benefit of Klal Yisrael, and he was too much of an unov, he needs kapara. He needs a message to say he should have been mashpil. I'm sorry, that he needs a kapara because he was mashpil himself like an ezov. And the exact opposite is true as a person who should have been noeg, he should have been snag banova, and instead he was mislavish begaiva. He needs a message to say you need a kapara for the eights ezov, and you should have been like an eights ezov. But if you have a person who should have been taken upon himself and take charge situation, and instead he passed it off by saying, oh, who am I? So he's lacking in Vayigba Libo Bedarki Hashem. He needs a kapara. That he should be like the Erez. And that's what we said in the name of the Chidush HaRim. So this is the takana bringing two tziporim. The shchuta is going to be mechaperes on dibur masurim, loshen hara, leitzonis, etc. The tzipra chaya is going to be mechaperes on the absence, on the omission of dibure kodesh, of Torah and tochacha, that he should have spoken in order to influence others and transmit the Torah to others, and instead he was shoseik. So keneged the dibur of loshen hara, That's the root of which is in Midas HaGaiva. He needs a message. You should be like the Azov. But as far as the person who didn't speak because he had an exaggerated shiftless, which was inappropriate, so here he's going to bring an Erez, and we're going to say to him, you know what? Watch the Erez. That's how you should imitate the Erez. Instead of Anova Psula, you should be Vayigba Libi Bidarki Hashem. And if this be the case, then let's begin to understand the words of the Ramban as far as Karbonos in general are concerned. The Ramban says that the whole tachlis of Karbonos is that a person should concentrate or contemplate that what is he doing with this Karbon? And the answer is, he is the one who should be the Karbon. His blood should be spilled. And once he has that machshava, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm going to be mitzaref to Maisa. I'm going to consider it as if you were makriv your nefesh, mamish, to Hashem. According to this reasoning, we have to ask a very basic question on Karbonos, the entity of Karbonos. The Al-Sheikh writes, Hello, kmo zar nechshav sheish echad yechtev al behema yiktzof. God should and is angry at man, and therefore he lets his anger out on an animal. The animal is not guilty. Ki a nefesh achotas ro'u shehi tamus utehino yad Hashem bi adam asher chatalo v'lo yachlifenu v'lo yomir also behema bi adam. According to strict logic and law, man's sins is one thing. That's totally independent of an animal that has to die. Man's sin is going to generate the wrath of God. And nefesh achutasi tomus, Yecheskel says. So what's this ability of somehow getting off the hook, if you will, by bringing a behema, and the behema is not guilty in any sense. So the Arvei Nachal, in the name of the Arizal, offers the following explanation. A man sins, and now if he's going to die without tshuva, he will be totally bereft of any tikkun nefesh. The only possible way, says the Ari, if he dies without tshuva for tikkun, is through what's called Gilgul Nishamos, which means that the soul somehow gets transmigrated. Into what? Into another human being? Well, in the most difficult and severe Gilgul, it's in a domain, an inanimate object, or it's omer, something that grows wild. These are the possibilities of Gilgul Neshama. Well, it could be that his Neshama will be Megulgul in a domain, a Tzomech, a Chai, or even a Medaber. But everything depends and reflects on the nature of his sin and its severity. And one of the great Chasod Hashem is to allow the Chote to bring a Karban to Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, here's an animal, it has a Gilgul Nefesh, it has some human soul in it, but the animal that Hashem is Mazmin Lo to bring on the Mizbeach really is he himself, meaning it's a Gilgul of his Nefesh. In other words, the shorish of this nefesh is the makriv, who's the makriv, is really the original nefesh, which was really guilty of sin, and now this makriv is a reincarnation of the sinner, and now by bringing this behema as a Korban Hashem together with tshuva, there's going to be a tikkun here, not just on this nefesh, this Adam, but on the original Adam of the Gilgal, so that the behemah that's on the Mizbeach is really a Gilgal of the original person who should have died, and now Motza Minis Mino, his nefesh now was reincarnated in the body of an animal, and now it's going to be brought on the Mizbeach. So the Arvi Nachal interprets the Gemara in Chulin, Adam ki yakriv michem karbal Hashem in a behema lahavi b'nei Adam shedomim lebehema v'kan amru mekablim karbonos v'poshe Yisrael kidei sheyachzeru behem b'tshuva. That's the Gemara in Chulin. Now, what does it mean? The Pasuk says, Adam ki yakriv michem karbal Hashem, and then it says, min ha-behema. It sounds like this poshea, this person who has to bring a karbon for his sin, he's called a behema. In other words, he's similar to a behema. But although that's pshat before the Arizal, after the Arizal, the Pasuk is coming to teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesavev, that there should be a Gilgal of Poshe Yisrael in this behema, which is being brought by the Chote on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's Vechoshev Machshavos Bilti Yidach Mimenu Nidach. So it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesavev, he organizes it such that the Poshe Yisrael will have a Gilgal in this behema. So when this behema is brought by the Chote as a carbon, that's going to be metaken those sinners who died without tshuva and now find themselves reincarnated in the animal that's being brought on the Mizbeah. And the Pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, says Choshe Machshavos Bilti Yidach Menu Nidach. So when the Torah says Adam Ki Yakriv Michem Karbon Hashem Min HaBehema, Lahavi Bnei Adam Shedomim LeBehema, that was the Gemara in Chulin, that it means that the Mevi Karbon now has a special schus that he can bring into Kedusha those Bnei Adam who are Domim LeBehema in his Galguluba. Mikan Amru Shemekablim Karbonis Miposhe Yisrael, that the Karbonis themselves are the Poshe Yisrael. The Poshe Yisrael now had a Gilgal in this behema, and the behema is now being brought on the Mizbeach. Kidei sheyachzeru bahen, they should go back to Kedusha with tshuva. Tshuva that the makriv es ha-karbon is going to do tshuva for the chet that he now brings the carbon for. And if we take a look at the Zohar, perhaps we can find a basis for this. The Zohar says, Adamu behema toshia Hashem, apostkin tilim, behachi salka raza di adam, misitra di adam, behema misitra di behema. We begin Cain Ksiv Adam Ki Yakriv Michem Ukala Iu Bikra Adam Ubehema Udka Iu Raza Ditztarach LeKarbona Adam Ubehema Kidikamar. So in other words, what does Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in the Zohar see in the pasuk Adam Behema Toshi Hashem? That when a man sins, as long as he's still alive, he has a takon in tshuva, but if he dies without tshuva, he is reincarnated in a behema. And he doesn't have a takana unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mazmin this behema to someone who has to bring a karbon. And that's what the pasuk means, Adam u'behema. If there's a chibur, a connection here between Adam and Behema, man and the animal, through the Gilgal, because the Nefesh Adam is now in his Galgal in the Behema, is Toshi Hashem. Then is a possibility of Yeshua. Is therefore we come to conclusion that there won't be a Tshua unless Hashem makes it feasible for this animal to go on the Mizbeach as a karbon. And that's the inyan of karbonos. Kelo ihu bikra adam ubehema. And we saw it in the pasuk adam ubehema toshia Hashem. Let's return to the Ramban that we spoke about, that the purpose of karbonos is the person should contemplate when he brings the karbon, the sinner, that what they're doing to the karbon really, in truth, should be done to him, because the kapara process is for his sin. Now, you could say the following, that when Reuven brings the karbon, he's bringing it as a tikkun for Shimon, who's a Gilgal, of whom this animal is a Gilgal. And both Reuven and Shimon were guilty of the same sin. So the Makriv, who's bringing the karbon, he will contemplate the fact that look what they're doing to the karbon, they should have done to me because I was guilty of the same sin. That's the powerful experience of bringing the karbon. And this could shed a light on the pasuk that says, Yadua dekol makriv karbon, hayinishmasel parech ba karbon, vu makriv nafsho, vechozu vishov ela mezukach, vlekacha yosomech bechol kocho, vayamachavin lahachnis nishmasel besocho. Somehow he's, you know, the person who brings the karbon, he's somech al karbon, he's, leaning on the head of the animal, and he's putting his neshama into the karbon, which is being nikrav al gabi mizbeach. And now as a result of this, he gets back his neshama tahora as it was before the sin. In other words, the nefesh megulgelis in the behema obviously doesn't have the ability to do tshuva. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets it up in such a way that the nefesh of the Mevia Karbon, who is guilty or she is guilty of the same exact sin, is he'll be somech es yodav al rosh ha-behema, yachnis bo es nafsho, and he'll be mischaber with the nefesh that is megulgeles inside the animal. The reincarceration animal. So that when the Chote recites video on the carbon for his sin, then we apply the principle of the Gemara Bava Metzia, Migu Zochin Nafshin, Gezochin Amel Chavre, he's fixing himself up, but also the person, he's fixing up the Nefesh that's Migul Gelis, that reincarnated in that carbon. So now we can answer the following question. If a man sins, why did the behemoth sin? Why is the behemoth going to die in place of the man? And the answer is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sets up this karbon in which the nefesh adam shechata, the nefesh, the soul of that original sinner, the person who did the sin, will now be reincarnated in this karbon. And the karbon deserves to die insofar as it's a gilgal of the original chote. And the reason why God offers this is a possibility because the original chote no longer has the ability to do tshuva and to be miskaper. His only last possibility is l'akrovas ha-karbon. L'akrovas ha-karbon is l'tova gedola. It's a great gift for the nefesh of that person who is reincarnated in this behemo. That's the great compassion Hashem is having for the original chote who did not do tshuva. But now he can achieve kapara through this animal because he is the animal. Or you could say he's in the animal. So now that HaKrovas Karbonos is making a drop more sense to us, if a person sins and we ask why is the behemoth guilty, the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mazmin this karbon for this chote, and this karbon is itself the gilgal of the original chote. both the chote and the original chote, whose nefesh is megulgelus, are guilty of the same sin. And that nefesh has no tikkun, because it's gone, that person died already, except through the hakrovas hakarban l'Hashem. And this hakrovas hakarban is l'tov l'gdolo l'nefesh ha'odam sh'nizgalgal l'behem l'zu. Let's make sure this last point is crystal clear, because this is the punchline, that the concept of bringing a carbon is a great tova, it's a great chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving the chote a chance to be miskaper when he died without tshuva. And when we contemplate this idea of the avodas hakarbonos, we begin to derive a very important conclusion or a message, that the perfect tshuva for a chote is only that others, she attacking gam achirim shechatu lachzirim b'tshuva, that if Reuven sinned and he's now bringing a carbon, the only way he can achieve kapara is because by bringing this carbon, he's going to be mechaper on Shimon. Reuven is bringing the carbon, but Shimon also gets a kapara through Reuven. And why is that? Because Shimon is the Gilgal of the Neshama that's in this behemoth. And the only way those others who died without tshuva could possibly achieve some sort of a tikkun is only through the karban, which is brought by someone who is guilty of the same sin. And the chote hamakriv, who needs his own kapara, that's contingent upon the fact that if he does not only tshuva and kapara for his own sin, but also for the sin of the animal, so to speak, meaning of the original chote whose nefesh is now reincarnated in this animal, that becomes part of his tshuva process of the one who's alive, who's bringing the carbon now. He has to have in mind that he's coming to mitake not only his own neshama, but also of the neshama of the chote shenizgalgal of the behema zu. And this fits very well with Rabbi Yonan Shari Tshuva at the beginning of the Sefer, where he says that one of the various conditions of Tshuva is that he bring others to do Tshuva. As it says in the Pasuk in Yechezkel, Shuvu vehishivu mikem pish'eichem. And David HaMelech says, Chanani Elokim kechazdecha kerov rachamecha mechei pish'i very kivsani me'oni. Elmada posh ilmada poshim drachecha vechatoim eilecha yashuvu. And let's return now to the Chachma of Shlomo. Vaydaber ala eitzim min erez asher bilvanon v'ara eizov asher yotze bekir. What it means is that when the Arizal establishes that sometimes before the chote is misgalgal v'odom, he's misgalgal in a domeim or a tzomech or a balchai, until finally he's zochet to be misgalgal as a human being who could be mitaking the pgam with tshuva. And he says, ki hine achrei p'tiras ha'odom nifron mimenu al chata'osav kodem shi konsuhu b'gehenom b'harbi mitzius shel onesh. So if the person dies, he begins to suffer his punishment for his sins even before they bring him to Gehenna. The Kulam Nikraim Gilgulim, and all these experiences in which he shows up in a different neshama, is our Gilgulim Ratzalomiki is Galgil, O Bedomeim, O Betomeach, O Bechai, O Medaber, Ukimat Rov Bede Adam, Lo Yimlitu, Miles Galgil, Bel Gilgulim Eile. Vatamu, ki eino yochol kabel oncho, ad sheyia megusham begufa nefesh, v'oz bizgalgal osham, sovel umargish atzar ahu, v'al yidei zeh miskaper mavonosov. So there's some sort of a tsar as a result of this gilgul neshama, and that's going to give him the possibility of kapora. And again, as we said before, according to the Ari, the Gilgul could be into a domeim, a motzomeach, a chayo, a metaber. And most people who die, you know, they're missing tshuva, or at least a tshuva shleima, so they really need this process of Gilgul in order to experience a kapara for those sins that they did not do tshuva on in a lifetime. So most people, he says, need this Gilgul. And Reb Chaim Vital, the great Talmud of the Arizal, adds a little bit. He says, "Ukfar kama piyomim ayisi im morizal holech besode vayomer li hine ish echad anikur b'shem kach v'hu tzadik v'talmud chacham l'sibas avon echad ploni shasa b'chayav who ata instead is a Gilgul." Who atom is galgal etoch? Again, he says Evan zu otzomech ze. Right, I guess Evan is a domain, tzomech is a vegetable. Vechayutzebo k'moshe yisbar lekamon umielmo hikerbo morizal. Vehainu vayinu chokrim achar niftar hu matzanu dvarav nechonim v'yamitim. At this point, the Shvilei Pinchas presents the Sefer HaRedim in the name of the Mekubalim. V'dasha Omru Mekubalim Sha'afal Pishem Kishmas Galgel Odom B'tzuras Odom Eni Yodeh B'Gilgul HaRishon. When a person is reincarnated, he's not at all consciously or subconsciously connected to the original person he was in a different Gilgul. V'yikom Mekom Kishmas Galgel B'tzuras Be'em HaChayah O'oh. When he does show up inside an animal, a creature, he's aware of his Gilgal HaRishon when he was a human being. And therefore he's mitzayer and mitztayer on the fact that he came down from Shemayim not in Itzuras Odom, but rather in Itzuras Behema. And again, this might be all part of the punishment process when he needed Kapar to achieve. It also might be a process of Chesed where he'll be brought as a carbon, and that's how he'll achieve his Kapar, even posthumously. But the Chesed Avram from Rabbi Avram Azulai, he writes that Amachil Hamachil Nevelos LiYisrael, if a person causes other Jews to eat non-kosher meat, is Misgalgil Bale HaIlan. Okay, we have to see what this means here. But Haruach Ba UMegalgalo VeHutzar Gadol. V'sof onsho hu kishenofel ha'ole ha'hu la'aretz ki oz nechshav lo l'misa mamish b'yei shenikeres shenichras min ha'olam. So a person who feeds others nevelus, he's misgalgel in ole ha'ilon. Ole ha'ilon meaning in the leaves of a tree. And the ruach, the wind, comes and is megalgalo, which is a tremendous suffering. And at the end of the day, when the wind blows this leaf off the tree, and the leaf falls to the ground, that's misa mamish. So when Shlomo Melech says in Koheles, "V'shavti ani va'eres kol ha'ashukim asher nasim tachas hashemesh mehine dimas hashukim v'ein lehem menachem." And he's referring to the neshamas that were ne'eshku mi ha'kedusha, taken away from the holiness of being a human being, and naflu, when they themselves undermined their kedusha by falling into the net and the trap of the Eitzah Hara, then nizgalgalu b'domeim tzomeh chai v'daber, they will find themselves in another life in a rock, a stone, or a vegetable, or in a human being, and then they have a tremendous amount of tsar. Hemoridos demos kenachal sheyizku lishtachrer mikavle agilgal shel hadomim veatzomech vachai ubechiyosim hi demas hashukim asher ein lem menachem ki einom omnom Yecholim lesaken es atzma b'tshuva ad sheyovo ish echad v'yavarach aleihem o yishtamish lehem l'dvar mitzvah. So when a person has a Gilgul Neshama, because of the fact that he fell prey to the Yetzer Hara, now he shows up in a Domim Tzomech Hayom Medaber, then this Neshama is Moridos Demos Kenachal. They want to get out of this situation. They're locked up, they're incarcerated in the Gilgul of the Domim Tzomech Ochai. And their cries, their tears, are the tears of Ashukim. Ashukim are those who were evil, and now there's no Menachem. They cannot be mesaking themselves with tshuva unless someone else comes along, an Ish Yisrael, and he's Mevarech Aleihem, or Yishtamish Lehem L'Dvar Mitzvah. So we can now understand that when Shlomo Melech says, Shavti Ani Ve'eres Kol Ashukim, his intention, based on what we saw in the Ramban, is that Shlomo Melech Hayabaki Bechol Kocho Satzomeach Veginze in Historisha Bahem. Ushlomo Melech Shenosan Lo Lokim HaChochma Vameida HaKol Mina Torah Hayalo Umimena Lomad at Sof Kol Adoros Vafil Kocho Satzovim Uskulosom Achikosuba Afil Sefer Fuos Kin Shakosuba Dabir Al Ha'etzim min ha'eres Asher balvanon V'yad ha'ezov Asher osa Asher yotzi v'kir. So when it says V'shavti ani V'er'es kol ha'shukim, the pasuk in Koheles, then because of his chachma muka, Shlomo was able to understand the kochos of the etzim, and he saw with the apple of his eye, his intellect, the cries of the Ashukim, of those Neshamos who are Megugalos Betocha Eitzim, inside the trees. So when we turn to the pasuk about Shlomo Melech, it says, Vaydaber al Eitzim in Erez Asher Bavanon V'Reizov Asher Yotze V'Kir. The real deeper meaning of this pasuk is that Shlomo Melech, with his deep, profound wisdom, recognized that all the Neshamos that sinned on his Galgalu B'chol Ha'etzim are reincarnated in all the trees. And therefore Shlomo Melech speaks and he reveals which of the Neshamos there are in which of the trees. And also B'meshe Pogmu B'Gilgul HaKodem U'mahem HaTikunim K'tei L'taki Mashe Pogmu B'Gilgul HaRishon. He's going to reveal what is the nature of the tikkun that this person has to achieve based on what he was pogam in the first Gilgul? And again, the Chazal asked the question on the post by Daber Leitzim and Erez v'min Alvon v'ed Ezov Asher Yotze v'kir. What does it mean when the Torah details Mikola Eitzim? And therefore they interpret that El Omer Shlomo Neimam Mitzor Nitar Begavoa Shebegavoa Benomok Shebenemuche Beitz Erez Veizov Al Yidei Shegbia Atzmo Ki Erez Loka Bitzoras Kevin Shehishpil Atzmo Ki Ezov Nisrape al yidei ha'oyev. Nisrape al yidei ha'ezov. So it means that Shlomo Melech reveals to us something amazing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave the mitzor on the Yom Tov Rosa to bring an eitz, erez, and an ezov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzave with his chachma, with his ruach and rachamim, and his great chesed, that the eitz erez or the ezov, in this case, that will come into the hands of the mitzora are the gilgulim of two neshamos. In the eitz erez, there's be a gilgul of neshama that sinned with gaiva, and in the ezov, there'll be a gilgul of the neshama that fell prey or was guilty of hanova psula keezov, of that lower that lower humility that's not appropriate, because there's a moment in time of Vayigbal Liba where you should step up. And that's what the pasuk means, min ha'erez asher balvanon. As the Gemara says regarding the Beis HaMikdash, lama nikrish mo levanon shemal bin avonoseim shel Yisrael. And here we'll say that when Shlomo Melech speaks about the Eitzim and he says, min ha'erez asher balvanon, erez is going to be malbim es haneshama. It's going to purify and cleanse the neshama. Shenis galgal abo mishum shenichshala lizgos al bnei adam keeres. The eres is going to be a cathartic element for the neshama that is galgal abo, because that was a kisholan of gaiva. Okay, and now the eres and the ezov together, by the way, which are two fruits, two trees that don't produce fruit. Neither the Erez nor the Ezov produces fruit. And what that means is that it's impossible to be mitaken these neshamos megulgolos behem al yidei sheyivarchu al peroseihem. You know, it's just to make a bracha on their peros. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu was mesavev that which should come into the hands of the Mitzorah B'yom Tarasso needs a kapara for gaiva over acher, for lording it over the others, and speaks a lashon hara. And you need a kapara on the fact that he used that nova psula in order to justify his lo osek b'Torah u'b'mitzvos. So Yideshu may be eight eres v'ezov, if he brings the two of them together. Mitzorah on Yom Terasu is bringing his karbonos. He needs kapara on gaiva over acherim because he spoke lashon hara. He needs also kapara on another psula, on misplaced humility, because he wasn't osek v'torah v'mitzvahs. He didn't speak what he should be speaking. And now he brings the Eitz Erez and the Ezov, Kidei Lilmot B'yemes HaLekav HaNiska, to derive the lofty and important conclusion that he's meant to derive. That if he was a Balgaivi who was conceited like the Erez, he should be Mashbal Atzmo Ke'ezov. And if he was Noeg Banova Psula, like an Ezov, then he should be Misnaig B'gadlus Ki Erez M'b'chinas V'yigbal Libo B'darki Hashem. And then he's going to be mitaken also the neshamash and his galgalu into the Erez and the Ezov. So the mitzorah hamitayer and miskapir brings the two together. He brings both the Eitz Erez and the Ezov, and he's going to learn a lekach. If he was guilty of gaiva like the Erez, he should be mashbal asmo ke Ezov. If he was Noeg with another psula, he should lift himself up from the Ezov and be like the Erez of Agigbal Liva V'Darki Hashem. So he's going to be mitaki now both kinds of neshamas, the neshamas that need the Gilgal in the Erez, and the neshamas that need a Gilgal in the Ezov. Now we can come back to the two tziporim that we spoke about. And what Hashem is saying to the Mitzorah on the day of his Tara to bring two tzisporim, one that we shecht and the other that sent alive out to the Sodeh, and we have to take the live tzisporah and we have to be matbil that together with Tenei's Erez and Ezov in the dam of the tzipra shchuta, and then do a hazan the Mitzorah from the dam and the mayim chayim for 7 days. And what it means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mesavev that even this two tziporim will also be gilgulim of two different neshamos, one in each one of the tzipora. One neshama, which was a chotas beklipas hagaiva, because it spoke so much and it spoke lashon hara, and another neshama whose chet was the anova psula to be shosek instead of using it for Torah, etc. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mesavev that they should shecht the tzipor, which tzipor? The one that had a gilgal of the neshama that dibra lashon hara, because the tikkun for lashon hara is going to be shechita. And that's kedei lahashtik es hapirput shel kol. And as we heard enough of your lashon hara, now we're going to kill it. Whereas the tzipra shniyah, which has a neshama that sinned, has a gilgal of a neshama that sinned with hanova psula, and it was shel sekes when it should have spoken. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, spread it, you know, throw it, cast it on the pnei asada, and it will continue to chirp away. And we'll learn from that that we have to chirp away at Divrei Torah. And this limud will be on behalf of the neshama shenis galgal of a tikkun gadol. And when the pasuk says es hatzipora chaya yikach osav es eitz ha'eres ves veshni hatolas ves ha'ezo v'tovel osam ves hatzipora chaya bedam ves hatzipora chaya bedam hatzipora shchuta al hamayim hachayim hareza al hamitayer min hamtzaras vehiza al hamitar hamitar min hatzaras sheva pa'amim v'tiaro. It means that the Eitz HaErez, which is a gilgal of an Eshama Shechata B'gaiva, is now B'b'chinas HaTzipor HaShchuta. That's the Tzipor HaShchuta that was guilty of Lashon Hara. Shegam Ba Yesh Neshama Shechata B'gaiva L'daver Lashon Hara L'Acherim. So the Eitz HaErez has a gilgul of a neshama that was chotas begaiva, and that's also the bechina of the tzipra shchuta. Because as we said, in the case of gaiva, we need the shchita of the bird. Shegam ba yesh neshama shechata begaiva b'loshen kodesh. I'm sorry, b'loshen ara al achirim. In other words, the Eitz HaErez, which has an neshama of someone who is chote begaiva, that's the bechina that corresponds to the tzipra shchuta. Because in case of gaiva, we need the shchita of the bird to silence the bird. And this bird has the neshama of someone in it that was chotas begshkaga, I'm sorry, begaiva, and spoke lashon hara l'acherim. And the Ezov, on the other hand, where the Gilgal is in a Shama Shechata Banova Psula, that's Ezov, the lowest Ezov, is the Bechina the Tzipor Shetichya. Because that Tzipor Shetichya also has in a Shama Shechata Banova Psula Lishtok B'mokom Sheyesh L'davir. L'chein Tov L'nakol B'dam HaShchuta Al Maim Chaim Kidei L'tayer Es HaNeshamos Kulon B'mayim Chaim Shehi HaTorah Shinim Sholamayim Sheyilmedu Me'atorah Es HaDerech HaYosher Masai L'daber U'masai Lishto. These two birds, these two tziporim, which respectively represent these two types of sins, of the Gaiva and the Anova Psula, then now we take the blood of the Shchuta together with Mayim Chaim, and we're mitar the neshamos b'mayim chaim. Mayim chaim is always the process of taras haneshama. Shehi haTorah shenim shel l'mayim. This is the mayim chaim of Torah. Sheyilmedu me'haTorah saderech hayishara masai l'daber masai lishtok. So please learn from the Torah when you should be quiet and when you should be speaking. And that's the concept of tvila, of being tovil in the dam hashchuta. And why? Because of the mayim chayim element. The neshama is subject to tara through the mayim chayim, almost like a mikvah. And that's the Torah itself. The Torah itself is considered like mayim. And he should learn from the Torah what to speak and what not to speak. And therefore, the pasuk by Shlomo says, "Vayidaber la'etzim in ha'erez asher bilvanon," that the neshama that's megulgeles in the Eitz HaErez is crying because of its chait in gaiva, ve'ad ha'ezov asher yotzi bekir, because the neshama that's Mugigelis B'Ezov is crying because of the chait of Anova Psulach. And therefore, when we get to our parasha, in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzavah to the mitzorah on the day of his Tara to take Eitz Erez V'Ezov, is then Dorash Mitoch Chachmas HaGedola B'Sichas HaDekolim, Shlomo was able with his great wisdom to hear the communications of the Dekolim of trees, V'Bnei Ma Mitzorah Netayr B'Gavoa, Shebegavoim, Ubinomach Shebenochim, Biatse Erez, Viezo Vishni Solas, Al Yidei, Sha'odamag Biatzmoki Erez, a person who lifts himself up and he's so bloated, he's so conceited, he's so full of himself, therefore he becomes a Mitzorah. And once he's Mashpel Atzmoki Ezov, then he's Misrape, because now he's Misaki not only himself, but also the neshamos that were pogeim in Gaivin and Anova Psula, that when his Galgil be Eitz Erez be Ezov, and now that the Mitzorah on Yom Tarasso is doing tshuva, and he's also doing tshuva or bringing a kapar on behalf of others who sin, then these neshamos will be Zocher to a tikkun shalom, a complete tikkun.